Danchi, ING, Guch Och Uye, Gujanke, Justin Johnson Uye. My clan is from the Wolf Clan. I'm from the Shapinizak First Nations. I'm also part of the Dene Games team of Arctic Winter Games. And then, yeah, I'm just a young First Nation who's just wanted to start having fun.
Have fun, for sure. Okay, well, tell me some of the sports that you're competing in.
In the sports we're competing in right now, the ones we're doing right now is pole push, which is a four against four team, which is kind of like tug of war, but you got to push the other team out of the circle type. But right now we're just doing a practice round of just two people since the log is shorter.
Okay.
And then the other games are stick pole, which is like a greased up stick, and you gotta have two people against each other, and they gotta see how strong each grip is, and they gotta get that greasy stick out of their hand.
Out of their opponent's hands.
Yeah, okay. And that's how they win. But you can't can't bend your hand or shift the grip, because that would disqualify you.
Really? So that sounds a bit challenging.
It is a bit challenging, but it is really fun and very, very painful at the same time.
Fun and painful. Okay. Yeah. What other sports are there? I mean, what other competitions?
The other competitions are another outdoors game, which is called Snow Snake, which is a long, thin stick, which is you have to throw a certain distance, around 100 or maybe 200 meters. It was an old traditional way of how to get in food back in the day. It's like up in the Inuit side of the Yukon or Northwest Territories. If you're from a very long distance ice field, I guess, and you saw a seal pop their head up, you had to throw the snow snake against that field until it hits their head.
Uh-huh.
But more inland, like my First Nation and other, like Northern Dashoni, all of them, that would be more for caribou hunting. So we would throw it, same thing, but on land. But we would try to hit the caribou's ankles so they could fall down, and later on we would go over and finish them off afterwards.
Right, so it's an accuracy, a hunting accuracy thing.
Yeah, it was originally a hunting accuracy thing, but now it's just to see how far your throw-in distance is.
Okay. And what are these guys doing right now with the log?
With the log right now, that would be pole push. This is just practice round. So they're just trying to push each other out of the man-made circle that my friend made just now. And just the goal is you got to try to push your opponent out of the circle so you can win.
Out of the circle so you can win. Okay. Well, and what are you anticipating in the games? Who do you think is going to be the tough competition for Team Yukon?
I think the most toughest for Team Yukon, I would say either Team Greenland or Inuvik, I believe. That's the other team. They're pretty tall people and pretty beefy.
Beefy, strong.
Yeah, they're pretty beefy, strong, and I think their grip can be sometimes 10 times more better than all of us.
Huh. And what about the finger pull? Tell me about that.
Oh, the finger pull. That one's the most interesting one. So
you're going to demonstrate here, are you?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I'll demonstrate here with my little sister.
And describe with your sister. So what's your name?
Quencha.
Her name's Abby Johnson as well.
Abby, okay.
She's a little shy.
Okay, so you're demonstrating. Describe what you're doing as you're doing it, okay?
Right now what we're doing is finger pull. And so the game is you got to get your two middle fingers into an interlocked state in like a square lock, but you can't move the finger and got to be in a good position so don't break your finger or the opponent's finger, because you wouldn't want to feel guilty breaking someone's finger off.
Especially not your little sister's.
No. So, and the goal is there's two ways. There's defense and offense. And so Abby's basically an offense. But
offense has to have their fingers flat or their hand flat.
And then my finger will have to be in a kind of a diagonal, like, sideways view.
Okay.
I have to, like,
make sure my
arm doesn't move. Put my weight on it. We're sitting down. Put my weight on it. Make sure my arm doesn't move. And then I have to try hold it while he pulls.
And so while she tries to defend, I would have to be pulling hard. So as I pull, she's putting tension on her. And so if she won, she would get the first point. But if I won and yanked her finger out, I would win. Then we would rotate into the difference, and then I would be in defense and she would be on the offense.
Quancha, what's the hardest part about that?
I'd say keeping your finger there and not letting it move. It's really hard.
A bit of the other person's good at it.
Is there a bit of sort of how much pain you can endure?
I mean, yeah, because there's a lot of pressure that builds up. So sometimes I just, yeah.
Has anyone ever had a broken finger?
Not from my team, I've heard. Definitely worse stories.
And that could happen if you, like, twist. You're not supposed to twist because it could, like, dislocate your knuckle and your finger and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
You definitely gotta know yourself when to let go.
To let go.
Because I've definitely heard stories from my male coach saying that he's seen fingers dislocate or even popped off sometimes. That doesn't sound fun.
Oh, no. Does not sound fun. But like you say, sort of in terms of the cultural application and this being part of the, you know, the skills people needed to have, what do you think this talked to?
I think this talked into, like, making sure you're, if you had one finger grip, especially your middle finger, just hold onto something your hardest. Especially, like, if say, and I guess just in ways just to make your grip stronger. But I don't know the much story about behind this one, but I just noticed that it's meant to make sure you have a good grip on your side.
Well, sure, like if you're pulling fish in or if you're pulling a seal in from under the ice or a caribou that you've hunted, you need to be able to hang on to it or I guess in defensive situations.
Definitely. Now that you actually mentioned that, just remind me of, like, if you're pulling fish net too, you can only use one finger sometimes if you don't have good grip with your other fingers.
Yeah.
So you just use one finger into, like, a hook and you just keep pulling. It may hurt because it's just all string, but, yeah, it would definitely work.
But it's also supper. You can't let go of supper.
No, you can't let go of supper.
Yeah.
That's all for my elders and my aunties and uncles and my grandma and grandpas.
Yeah.
Then I think there's another last game that you might know that all of you Connors love and love to support in it is hand games. Everyone knows the backstory, but if no one knows the backstory is that hand games, or traditionally known as stick gambling, was a game of... say trade, so add that and luck and wits. So one team and the other team, they would bring stuff to a trade, but they would also compete for that, for all the whole pot, say, and say other teams come in and it's wild
and so this team UConn, who does team UConn have to look out for the stick gambling hand games?
I say pretty much either Team USA, Alberta, or Alaska. They're pretty good as well. Greenlanders, they're all right as well, but they can be competitive in the game. Because hand games, I heard stories of them just lasting from 11 o'clock at night till like 4 o'clock in the morning. So they can last hours. And there was a match one time a few years ago, I lasted almost an hour and a half. And holy man, it was just crazy. That was from 10 o'clock to straight to 1 o'clock in the morning, that round I did.
You need stamina for that.
Definitely need stamina, and then you just need your spirit stuff for your team. But it definitely is fun when you get the stick from the other team.
All right. Well, okay, I'll let you get back to your practice. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
You too. You have a good day, and I hope you're safe travels.